The local Great Falls Cascade County Crime Stoppers program began in 1985. It's run by a volunteer board of directors made up of local citizens, and the program is coordinated by members of the Cascade County Sheriff's Office and Great Falls Police Department. This nonprofit organization and the rewards it provides tipsters are funded entirely by contributions from community members, and no tax dollars go to support this program. Witnesses to crimes or those individuals with information that may solve crimes can call the 24-hour hotline at area code 406-727-TIPS to share their tips. They can also provide tips by using the P3 Tips website at www.p3tips.com, or tipsters using smartphones can search for the P3 Tips application in their app store. All individuals who provide tips can remain anonymous if desired. Tip providers using the hotline will be provided with a tip number. Tipsters using the P3 Tips website or the P3 Tips application will be randomly assigned a password so the tipster can communicate directly with the investigator and still remain anonymous. If a tip leads to an arrest of a suspect, the tipster can be eligible for a cash reward. For more information on the local Crime Stoppers program, please visit the official City of Great Falls public website at greatfallsmt.net/police/crime-stoppers-0. Welcome to Crime Stoppers in Action. I'm speaking with Beth Price Morrison, Cascade County Prevention Specialist and Prevention Program Manager for Alliance for Youth. Beth, could you please explain what your responsibilities are here as the Prevention Program Manager for Alliance for Youth?
I'd be happy to. In general, prevention specialists have a narrow focus, like in a social service field, like child welfare, mental health, behavioral health, infectious diseases. I focus on substance abuse. But as we all know, substances don't stay in their own lane. They jump the curb right into so many things like child abuse and neglect, human trafficking, mental health issues, homelessness, you name it. So I work with a lot of community partners and people in my own building that specialize in those areas. And I've also received some training in the mental health areas, because that is the number one request I get from youth and schools that they want to focus on is mental health, followed secondly by the youth vaping epidemic.
And how long have you served in this important position?
I've been with Alliance for Youth a little over 5 years. It's been an amazing journey. It really has. I feel pretty blessed to be here.
Could you discuss the Substance Abuse Prevention Alliance, or SAPA, its vision and mission?
I can read you the vision statement. You know, it's SAPA's basically a diverse group of community stakeholders who are very interested in delegating and working diligently and consistently to make Cascade County a better place to live. We address all areas of substance abuse education, awareness, prevention, treatment, and intervention.
So who makes up the group of community stakeholders who serve in this alliance?
We have 12 sectors at the table. That's the recommended number and diverse sector recommendation to have a collective balanced voice from all aspects of the community. It includes businesses, civic organizations, education, the faith-based community, government, law enforcement, the media, medical and health, parents and citizens, youth themselves, youth serving organizations, and then we have a category called other that just about anybody else can fit into.
So what are some of the common problems seen here in Cascade County that our youth and families are facing?
I would say the number one is mental health problems. Substances are infiltrating our communities here in Cascade County. Think of fentanyl. It's being cut and laced into just about everything, marijuana, vapes, illegal drugs, and even alcohol. And we're dealing with a generation that is willing to try just about anything and fighting against a culture that has a more favorable attitude towards substances and drugs and alcohol, which leads our youth to be more accepting of drugs and alcohol themselves, so it lowers their perception of harm.
What is it your program can do to help solve these serious problems here facing us in our community?
We really focus on awareness and education to our community, our youth, and our families about these substances that are popping up in our community. A lot of times it's like playing whack-a-mole. You know, substances pop up and you address and deal with it, and then another one pops up. You never truly eradicate it, but our goal is to educate and make our community aware of what we're seeing. And really, I appreciate the fact that you're providing us with another venue to get that information out.
How difficult was it for your program serving our community in all its aspects of substance abuse education, prevention, and treatment during the pandemic?
I don't think difficult's the word. We decided very early on that we wanted to be open and relevant. We wanted to be there for our community members. We knew the need was going to continue and it was going to change, and it was also going to increase in ways we didn't anticipate. So, you know, we worked on messages of hope throughout the community. They did, you know, chalk your walk. We created literacy packets here that parents could pick up at the curb that had books and activities for their kids. We took everything we were doing in person and pivoted to online and virtual, and with social distancing when necessary. A lot of times these things might not seem like they directly relate to substances, but when a community covers its youth and its family and its citizens with protective factors like a cohesion of our community when we're going through a crisis or even when we're not, it has a definite positive impact on the people and particularly our youth.
You've got an experienced staff working here, but are you looking for volunteers to assist with your program?
Alliance for Youth is always looking for volunteers, but really what SAPA needs is people at the table. And you don't have to fit into one of the sectors. We welcome citizens and concerned citizens. You know, we do have a few gaps in who's at the table. It's been a while since we've had a media representative at the table. We had a longstanding gal at KRTV that moved on, and, you know, we just haven't been able to find somebody else that has that passion and interest that serves in the media aspect, as with businesses too. It would be great to see some businesses at the table, even businesses that sell substances, you know, tavern owners, whatnot. I mean, they're part of this conversation too.
What other needs do you see needing to be filled here for your program?
You know, we're fortunate in that my position and the work of SAPA is funded through a block grant through the state of Montana. They obtained that probably about 4 years ago through SAMHSA, which is the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration at the federal level. And because of that, we've been able to apply for other funding, and we have an amazing grant writer here at Alliance for Youth, and he, you know, we make those connections. So I would say the one thing we can't cover is food. None of those things cover food, and a lot of times food and snacks and drinks are what gets people in the door to have these conversations, to maybe attend a parenting class or to learn more about the youth vaping epidemic. It is true, particularly with youth, if you feed them, they will come. So that is always a challenge with smaller events. For larger events, we have amazing community partners who step up to the plate. We really do.
For those of you who may have just joined us, this is the KGPR program, Crime Stoppers in Action. I'm speaking with Beth Price Morrison, Cascade County Prevention Specialist and Prevention Program Manager for Alliance for Youth. Your program recently partnered with the local Cascade County Great Falls Crime Stoppers program. How do you see both organizations benefiting from this partnership?
We definitely have common ground. We're all citizens of this county and this community. We all have passion for its residents and its youth. I really kind of see it like this. Crime Stoppers works to get crimes properly reported and hopefully prevent crimes. And we, of course, try to prevent substance abuse, which leads to crimes. So, you know, we have recently started promoting the P3 reporting app for people to report crimes anonymously and to be able to correspond with law enforcement for them to get all the information, but you don't have to say who you are. And so I think that, you know, in the future, we look forward to partnering with them to be able to collaborate on these things, because we obviously, our two entities have different reaches and different community partners, and leveraging that will just only benefit.
Could you please discuss some of your other important local or state partnerships that help further your program's mission?
You know, I would say the number one that comes to mind is Healthy Lives, Vibrant Futures. Every 3 years, that group conducts a community health needs assessment to develop a 3-year community health improvement plan. And that plan is used for accreditations for like Benefis, Indian Family Health Clinic, some of our other entities. That's our city county health department. It's required. But it also allows this community to identify the areas that people are concerned about. So historically, substance abuse has been in the top areas of concern. So we SAPA serves as one leg of a 4-legged stool. The other areas are preventing child abuse and neglect, access to healthcare, and the final one is surrounding obesity and weight, and you might know it as Get Fit Great Falls. So those four entities reside under the Healthy Lives, Vibrant Future umbrella. And so through that, that's how we address those different areas. But what's nice is we can also partner with one another. We recently partnered with the Prevent Child Abuse and Neglect Task Force to address drug endangered children, because substances play into that, and then they're dealing with child abuse and neglect. So there's crossover between. We're not really working in silos, but we are focusing on those specific areas. You know, we attend here at Alliance for Youth and through SAPA a lot of community events like No More Violence Week. We participate with the Human Trafficking Task Force. We do have representatives at those tables and supporting those efforts. So we have a lot of partnerships, and it's really hard to really pick just one, but the Healthy Lives, Vibrant Futures is really the umbrella over what we do.
So what are some of the methods you use to reach out to the general public with your message?
You know, we get creative, and we think outside the box. You know, there's a variety of platforms on social media. There's basic media, you know, there's radio, there's television, there's podcasts, there's streaming online. There's just a plethora of options. And you have to meet people where they're at, because not all youth are on certain platforms. And if you're trying to reach them, it wouldn't do you much good to take out a newspaper ad or post something on Facebook. They're just not there. So we get creative and think outside the box. I can think of one campaign we had a couple of years ago. We had a physician at Benefis who served on SAPA and came to us at one meeting and said, "Can we please do something about kratom?" And we, of course, said, "What's kratom?" And she went on to tell us. And so that led to a very lengthy conversation about the number of youth she was seeing in the ER having psychotic episodes because they were using kratom. And that led us to become educated on kratom, find out where it was being sold in our community. You know, was it legal to sell to kids? You know, what was the background on it? And through this process, we developed a lot of messaging for youth and families to be aware of what was going on. And then we kind of paused and we said, do these businesses even know what they're selling? And we thought maybe they didn't. So we crafted a letter that was had a quote from the chief of police at that time and the head of the drug treatment courts. And we hand-delivered that letter to every convenience store and gas station in Cascade County and had very non-adversarial conversations about our concerns and what they were seeing. And as a result, you know, a lot of them weren't aware of what they were selling. Some were. Some knew exactly what they were selling. But a lot of them were not. And so through that process, we were able to, Senex stores pulled it out of all their stores in 5 states immediately. We found out that, you know, Town Pump wasn't selling it. And so we just reached out and asked them to reaffirm that they wouldn't in the future. So as a result, you know, we got some of it removed from our community. We got our community more aware of it and our youth. And, you know, hopefully down the line, our legislature will take some action, because this thing it's not regulated. There's no age limit and kids can stumble upon it. So that was an example of how we kind of thought outside the box to address that issue.
What exactly is kratom? I don't think I've ever heard of it.
It comes from a plant out of, I think, Southeastern Asia. And it is, It is promoted and marketed to address a variety of things, one of which is it's a good way to get off opioid addiction. It's a good way to do that. People have also used it for a variety of things, anxiety and whatnot. The problem is there's no true scientific evidence that it works, and it is extremely addictive, and you build up tolerance very quickly, and getting off of it often requires medical intervention. So when you've got a youth that's got a brain primed for addiction and they stumble upon that stuff, it is not a good situation. So I can give you some more information on it.
Do you have an opportunity to visit with our elected officials on the issues facing our community?
Quite often, I do. We're pretty fortunate to have numerous elected officials in the city, in the county, and at the state level, and even at the national level, that are interested in our work and engaged in our conversations. We have representatives from both Senator Tester and Senator Dane's office that come to SAPA regularly, just so that we can maintain that connection and the people they serve can be aware and vice versa. And, you know, they really comes down to is, like anybody else, these elected officials have passion about the youth and the community, and they feel as strongly about it as we do. So, yes, we're pretty fortunate in that regard.
Can you speak to any successes you may have seen recently with your program?
Well, due to COVID in 2020 and beyond, there was a youth survey that was missed, the Montana Prevention Needs Assessment. So we're anxiously waiting those results here in October from the 2022 Montana Prevention Needs Assessment. Students take that every other year in an even numbered year. And it really is them disclosing about a lot of things, not just substances, that are going on in their life. And then we can look at that information and comb through it and start to understand a little bit more of what the problems are. So we're looking forward to that. In the meantime, I have seen a significant decrease in adult binge drinking in the data in North Central Montana. It's not specific to Great Falls or Cascade County because adult data is a little harder to come by, but there has been a significant decrease in that regard. And I will tell you that one of our biggest successes is our Sober Life program. You know, Sober Life is maybe in its fourth year, and I think well over 1,000 members, and a vast majority of them are active. And it was really just started in response to having conversations with people in recovery about how hard it was to stay in recovery, what the barriers were, what the triggers were, what the isolation was. And so that program really provides connection and purpose for people in recovery. And they get to do amazing activities together, go to have events together, they do volunteer work. They've even started doing peer-to-peer counseling. So, you know, that's been a huge success over the last 3 years.
Do you have any major events or activities planned for the near future?
Yeah, I personally, you know, I'm working on the blood drive coming up in October. And then we decided this year in November to host a youth craft show. At the holidays, so many of us go to craft shows and shop and whatnot. And this is a way to highlight our youth that are so talented in this county that they can come and show their wares and they can sell their stuff. And, you know, we don't charge them at all. They just have to be under the age of 20 and follow some rules. So we're really looking forward to that coming up.
If someone wanted more information on the many programs that are offered by Alliance for Youth, where could they go?
Everything is found on our website at allianceforyouth.org. However, the Sober Life, Alliance for Youth, the Cascade County Substance Abuse Prevention Alliance all have Facebook pages. And our general number is 406-952-0018. And from that, with the menu, you can select the staff or programs you would like to reach.
Beth, is there anything else you'd like to add that we haven't covered today?
Yes, I am super stoked to be going into year two of being able to go into our county schools and talk to youth about vaping. I've been focusing more on the fifth and sixth graders because we're seeing huge numbers rise in the middle school and high school, trying to have those conversations with kids ahead of time. Here are some facts and information you need to know so you can make better decisions for yourself. And it's been truly amazing. I did probably 7 or 8 schools throughout the county last year. And so I'm already starting to schedule for this year. And it's truly the best part of my job. I get to go hang out with fifth and sixth graders, have a conversation with them, get to know them a little bit, and have them just ask smart and informative questions, and just hopefully give them some information so they can make better choices for themselves, because this is an industry that is targeting them. They are in the marketing plan. They want youth addicted because my generation before this, you know, we didn't smoke as much as our parents do. It declined. So they need more customers. So they've been targeting youth with the flavors. So that's a passion of mine. Absolutely. And the fact that these schools open their doors and allow me to come in and talk to their kids for a half an hour at a time, it's really amazing. So I'm hoping it's going to make an impact.
Thank you so much, Beth. This has been Crime Stoppers in Action. We've been listening to Beth Price Morrison, Cascade County Prevention Specialist and Prevention Program Manager for Alliance for Youth. Thanks so much for being on the show today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
If you'd like to learn more about the local Crime Stoppers program, please visit the official City of Great Falls public website at greatfallsmt.net/police/crime-stoppers-0. This is Eric Peterson, your host of KGPR's Crime Stoppers in Action.